या अली मदद, अलवाइज राय अबू अली मिशनरी, वाइज नंबर 511।
9th of February 1989, वाइज इन बरर जमात खाना इन सेमिनार ऑन द इंस्टीट्यूशन ऑफ पीरतन। याली मदद, thank you for coming here and giving me some time to let me speak to you. My subject is the institution of Piratana. There is an ayat in the Holy Quran which every Muslim must remember and must obey. Salawatul Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala Muhammadin wa 'ali Muhammad. Allah says, verily, Allah and His angels exalt the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and all you believers exalt him and obey him. Various translators have made different translations, not only about these words of Allah, the ayah of Quran, but in many places translators and interpreters have been differing for the past 14 centuries. We are Shias and Ismailis. Therefore, there is bound to be a difference in understanding and the interpretation and application of the verses of the Holy Quran during the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If there was any dispute, the believers used to go to the Holy Prophet and got their satisfactory reply. But now, who is there amongst the Muslims of the world? There are 90% Muslims who do not know Quran, and those hardly 10% who know Quran, they differ amongst each other. They disagree on many points. Then there are so many schools of thoughts. There are so many translations, interpretations, understandings that we cannot come to a conclusion which is right, which is wrong. But we Ismailis have the Imam amongst us, whom we believe is the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet, coming down from the progeny of Fatima in unbroken line of succession. And it is our iman, our belief, our faith that he is the rightful imam and guide. So whatever I have to tell you, either I will take from any imam, from Ali to Hazrat Imam, or I will take any quotation from the Holy Quran. Mind you, when you talk to a common Musliman, a Sunni brother, number one, they don't believe in Imamat. So there is no question of Piratan to understand. Because if there is no Imamat, there is no Piratan. So with our Sunni brothers, we cannot talk about Piratan. they will never be able to understand it because they don't believe in the institution of Imamat. Anyhow, I will be as simple as possible in dealing with this particular hard and confusing subject, confusing in the way that many people amongst us even do not understand the dignity and respect of peer. The word peer is a Persian word. In Persian, a peer is commonly known as an old man, an elderly person. Now, even if he is not an elderly person in age, he might be elderly in his position. There may be a 40 years old man peer. If he is a learned man, an erudite. So in Persia, highly respected people are addressed as peer. The word peer was introduced by our peers in India during the Imamat of Imam Muslim Sirbillahi I. When Imam sent a dai, a missionary, to whom we respectfully call peer. Of course, our peers were dais. The dai mutlik is Muhammad Rasulullah himself, Murshadil Awwal. The first holy teacher is Muhammad himself. But then we cannot compare him with other murshid or other teachers or other peers. Imam Mustan Sirbillah sent Peer Sadgur Noor. His name was Nuruddin Muhammad. And when he came to India, he landed at Surat seaport. Surat is about 150 miles in the north of Bombay. And in those days, Bombay did not exist. So Surat was the main port. When he came to India, he adopted the name Satgur Noor. He mixed the Hindu word for peer, a great guru means Satguru, but with his own name Nuruddin, he took the word Noor and made this name Satgur Noor. The word peer, as I told you, is from Persian language. But that does not mean that Pir Hasan did not exist before that period. In Arabic, there is no P. The letter O is not in Arabic alphabet. So our Syrian Ismailis, they would say Bir Sadardin. But in our Arabic literature, there is a word known as Hujjatul Imam or Imami Musta'uda. Wherever you find in Arabic literature the word Hujjatul Imam or Imamul Musta'uda, that refers to Peer. Peer is the deputy to Imam. And after Imam, Peer is the highest person amongst our holy faith. I will read here the Farman of Maulana Imam Mustan Sirbillah II, Salawatullah Alayh. Now this Imam, he wrote that famous book, Peer Pandiyat-e-Jawan Mardi. Imam Mustan Sirbillah has given a complete understanding about Peer Hasan. Before I go further, I want to read this holy farman of Imam Muslim Sirbillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The peer is the person, the holy Imam says, the peer is the person to whom the Imam of the time has granted his position, which makes him the highest amongst his creation. Mark the words. Peer is the highest among the creation. Ashraful Makhlukat. This is the title of Rasulullah. And whenever the Imam has chosen the peer and appointed him, he must convey to others the knowledge in detail. You must attain perfection in the knowledge of the Imam through him, through peer. Therefore, it is obligatory upon you to follow the peer, never flinching from his obedience. Be bound by what the peer tells you. I repeat again. Be bound by what the peer tells you, acting as he says. And when you obey the peer in the hereafter will pray to God for your protection. This is known as intercession. On the day of Qiyamah, the accounts of those who are the first and the last will be left in the hands of Mawla Ali. But everyone who has been obedient to the peer will stand on that day in the shadow that is under the protection of the peer of his time. Here, Maulana Imam Mustansir Billah, our holy Imam, the Nur of Hazar Imam of that time, when this farman was sent in the book form known as Pandiyat-e-Jawan-Mardi, so Imam gave us the highest position of Piratan to understand. Actually, the institution of Piratan was established by God. There is a verse in the Holy Ginan by Pisavardin. Because all the Imams, right from Mullah Ali to Hazar Imam, each and every Imam, all of them, without exception, possess the Noor of Ali. So Maulana Hazar Imam is Ali. His Noor is Ali's Noor. Ali never dies, because Ali is Noor himself, and that Noor will remain with us forever. Likewise, Piratan started from Rasulullah. Nabuwat is actually Piratan. And as I told you, the institution of Piratan was established by God himself. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran that Muhammad is the mercy for all the worlds, all the universes. Rahmatul Lil Alameen has been given the name and title to the Holy Prophet, and we are told to obey him and exalt him. Rahmatul Lil Alameen, God himself is merciful. But mercy of God was personified in the body, in the physical appearance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. So much so. God has given His two attributes. Apart from this, Allah has given His two attributes to Muhammad. Allah is Rauf and also Rahim. But in the Holy Quran, when Kafirin was addressed by God, and He sent Surah At-Tawbah, which is also known as Surah Baraid, there, in the last verse of this chapter, Muhammad Rasulullah has been mentioned as Raufum Rahim. Raufur Rahim is God Himself. Muhammad in his physical side is a prophet. But from where he got this prophethood? He got it from Allah. Nabi Karim said, I'm from the Noor of Allah. And Allah has created everything from my Noor. The creation has been actually created from the Noor of Muhammad. And from this verse, that Muhammad is from God, and the whole creation is actually from the Noor of Muhammad. In one of our Ginans, that Ginan is by Pir Hasan Kabir Din. This Ginan is known as a Ginan of Marriage. The last verse of that Ginan is actually in India, when there is a marriage ceremony, a little earlier to that, they beat drums, particularly a dholak, which is known as dhol. So women, they sit down, gather together, and play on that and sing. Now this singing, particularly at the occasion of any marriage ceremony, when they sing, it is known as dhol. Dhol is that drum, dholak. But the singing in praise of that bridegroom, and also with some tidbits in the singing, some taunting also, in a joke manner, they say this kind of singing or gathering as dhol. So Pir Hasan Kabir Din has written this Kinan, dhol. E dhol bolya gur Pir Hasan Kabir Din, te srashti na sirajan harare pari brahmavarne pujo. This dhol, the singing at the occasion of marriage, is sung by Pir Hasan Kabir Din, he says, who is the creator of the universe. Pir Hasan Kabir Din, is he the creator of the universe? In a normal manner, people become confused. As I told you in the beginning, this particular subject is a very delicate subject. Because unless we Ismailis or anyone understand the reality, understand the concept of Noor, he cannot understand other things. Ismaili mazhab, Ismaili faith is based on the basis of Noor. Noor of Imamat, Noor of Nabuwat. Rasulullah says that Allah has created this universe from my Noor. That was the thing that Pir Hasan Kabir Din is telling, because Pir Hasan Kabir Din is possessing the Noor of Muhammad. In another verse of Gilan, Pisadardin says, Eji pehla dhandukar ma nabi Muhammad Mustafa Soi noor jampu dip me aya ek jiyo ji jire bhai. Very cold. Sorry. Normally I don't take water. The Sadhguru says, before the creation, the time before creation in Ginans has been known as Dhandukar. And pre-creation, that time, still farther to that, when God thought about creating, that time is known as Ad. And before that time, when God did not think even about creation, that time is known as Onad. So the language of Ginan is very difficult and complicated. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his nur was created, and that is peer. From his nur everything has been created. It is the peer who gives the shanakhat or understanding or introduction to Allah, to Imam, the nur of Allah. Piratan started before creation. And therefore I told you that God instituted this institution of Piratan. Every time when there is a peer, there is an Imam. And where there is Imam, there is a peer. Imamat and Piratan cannot separate. You know, every Muslim, including us, we say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. This is the kalima, the basic principle of faith and belief of every Muslim. If we don't say, don't mention in our kalima Muhammad, then the iman is not completed. I give you a little gesture from the history. When Makkah was conquered, that was the year 8th of Hijrah, Abu Sufyan, the arch enemy of Prophet and Islam, the father of Muawiyah and grandfather of Yazid, he was brought by Hazrat Abbas. And he came there. So Hazrat Abbas told him, they were cousins. Go there and say your kalima. So he said, La ilaha illallah. He didn't say Muhammad Rasulullah. So Hazrat Abbas again pushed him. Say Muhammad Rasulullah. He said, if I said Muhammad Rasulullah, that is the bone of contention. I have fought only for this particular reason. So he said, if you don't say Muhammad Rasulullah, you will be beheaded. Your head will be chopped up. And then he reluctantly, not with iman or conviction, he said, Muhammad Rasulullah. Because unless you say Muhammad Rasulullah, simple announcement of La ilaha illallah has no meaning. That is the particular theme, the basic of iman. Allah is there, but Muhammad must be accepted as his prophet. This is Piratan. And our Ism-e-Azam, Pir Shah, Ismaili Ism-e-Azam is Pir Shah. In those days when we were Guptis in India and Peers converted us from Hindus and other denominations, so this Ism-e-Azam was given at that time. Arise after midnight and say Pir Shah. Pir Shah is Ism-e-Azam. Even now, those people who have no bowl for their meditation in a Baitul Khayal, it is the farman of Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah to say Pir Shah. And then after some time he also said, you can also say Ya Ali. But Pir Shah is actually the meaning or the brief of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Allah and Muhammad. That is Shah and Pir. God has various names which are explained in the Holy Quran. And Allah says, call me in any name you like. They are known as Isma'ul Husna, God's great, beautiful names. Most of people think that there are only 99 names. But in the Holy Quran there are more than 100 names of God. Only these 100 or 200, there are thousands of names of God. Theologians have collected 1,000 names from four books of God, Torah, Zabur, Injil, and Quran. Torah is the Old Testament. Zabur is the book of Psalms given to David. Injil is the Bible, the book given to Jesus, and Quran to Muhammad. So there are 1,000 names the theologians have derived out of these four books. According to Rasulullah and Sufi theologians, God's names have been divided into two categories. One is His personal name, which is Allah, and all other names are known as the attributes. In Bhujnirinjan, Pir Sadruddin also mentions this thing. Okay. Nama निरिंजन के दो भाती रे भाई एक जाति एक भय सिफाती. God has निरिंजन इनविजिबल अल्लाह. Sadruddin says, has two names, two categories. One is his personal name and others are his sifati name, that means attributes. Now amongst these attributes, if you see, if you study, and if you go into deep understanding, you will find there are certain names which tells us that God is very powerful, Almighty, like Al-Qadir, Almighty. Nothing is out of His power, all-powerful, Al-Qadir. Then there is again another name which makes a man, if he understands the reality, shiver. And that is Al-Jabbar. Al-Jabbar means which makes you bend down, which compels you, and you have no power to go out of it. These are the names which are very powerful names. Ali, Ali the great, the highest. But again, there are soft names. Ar-Rahim, the merciful. Ar-Rahman, the compassionate. Ar-Rabb, the sustainer. So these are soft names, kind and pleasing. And other names are very powerful and dreadful. Al-Jabbar, Al-Kahhar. So theologians from Rasulullah has learned, they have said there are two categories. One is Jalali, one is Jamali. The Jalali names are powerful names, suitable to a king, a powerful king. No one can disobey him. No one can go against him. He might ruin you. He might destroy you. And Al-Qahhar is the destroyer. But then again, he is a Rabb, he is a Rahman, he is a Rahim. These names are soft names, kind like mother's attitude. So these names are known as Jamali. So these two different categories, Jalali and Jamali. The Ismaili philosophers, Ismaili peers, Ismaili Dais missionaries, those people who have gone and advanced in their spiritual side, learned from the holy peer that peer is the spiritual mother while the imam is spiritual father. That's why whenever we receive a talika from Mawla Baba, he gives us blessings as a spiritual father, also as spiritual mother. I send you, Mawla Rais, I send you my paternal, maternal blessings. He is our spiritual father, also our spiritual mother, because he is our imam as well as he is our peer. So peer is the side of kindness, mercy, which is attributed to motherly love. And the fatherly love is authoritative. So therefore, imam is authoritative. He is the authority. But peer is kind like mother. These two qualities, fatherly and motherly, we have derived it from God's own Jalali and Jamali names. Jamali names are maternal names, maternal qualities. And Jalali names are having paternal qualities. So Piratan actually started before this creation. Muhammad's Noor is Peer. Muhammad is Peer. Every Nabi is a Peer. Unfortunately, many people who do not understand or did not understand in the past the institution of Piratan, the significance of Peer, and the highest position that our peer possesses, they mixed ordinary erudites, ordinary learned people, and our peer, and they did not bring any difference between reality and fiction. The fiction is fallacy. Many people, they think that our peers were dais, as there was like Hasan bin Sabah, Abdul Malik Attash, Hamiduddin Kirmani, Nasir Khusro. They were great people. They were our leaders. But they were not peers. They were not peers. Peer cannot be appointed from outside Hazrat Imam's family. Peer must be a member of Hazrat Imam's family, not from the Jamaat. Just as Imam is Ala Rasul, so is Peer Ala Rasul. And all our peers, Hazrat Peer Nabi Muhammad, after him was Hazrat Imam Hassan. And then up to Hazrat Imam, we have 50 peers. First is Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and 50th is Mawlana Hazrat Imam. In the Imamat side, we have 49th Imam Hazrat Imam. There are 49 names in Imamat list, but there are 50 names in the list of the Piratan. Including that book, as I told you, Pandiyat-e-Jawanmardi, which I read before you. Actually, this book is the Farmans of Imam Mustansir Billah. Likewise, you know, there is a significance in it. There is something to understand. The Farman of Hazrat Imam is Peer. Whatever Hazrat Imam speaks, that particular Farman, or any Farman, but which comes out of Hazrat Imam's mouth, the status of that Farman is like a Peer. Just as Pandiyat-e-Jawanmardi is the book of Farmans of Imam Mustansir Billah. Suppose I take a book of Mawlana Hazrat Imam's Farman, that book having the status of Peer. Because the Sadruddin says, Peer Peje Sahib-e Thapya. No one can attain Piratan without Hazrat Imam's Amar. And Amar, like Noor, is the first principle of our Ismaili Tariqah. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, O those who have brought Iman, or say, O those who are believers, obey Allah, atiullah, obey the Prophet, atiur Rasul, and obey the one who is in authority to give you order. That is Ulil Amr. Imam is Ulil Amr. His Farman is Farman. That is final decision. It is an order. Anyone who disobeys Imam, he is committing a sin. So Imam gives the power to Peer from amongst his own family. Never, never any Peer has been appointed from outside Hazrat Imam's family. Nasir Khusro was not family from Hazrat Imam. From Hazrat Imam's family. Hasan bin Sabah, Hamiduddin Kirmani, they were big dais, they were missionaries, learned people. But they were not from the family of Hazrat Imam. While all peers, they were from the family of Hazrat Imam. Recently, about 150 to 200 years ago, Mawlana Hazrat Imam is our 50th peer. Mawlana Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah was our 49th peer. But 48th Imam. Before Mawlana Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah, there was 48th Peer, and he was a child, rather a baby. He died at the age of 6 months. His name was Sayyid Abul Hasan Shah, a nephew of Mawlana Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah. He was hardly 2 or 2.5 months old when he was made a peer by Mawlana Imam Ali Shah. And Mawlana Imam Ali Shah was his grandfather. In 1842, Mawlana Imam Hasan Ali Shah in the company of his family and about 2,000 soldiers and servants, he migrated from Iran via Balochistan to India and finally settled in Una. Imam Hasan Ali Shah, he was himself a peer during the time of his father's imamat. Maulana Hasan Ali Shah's father was Agha Shah Khalilullah. Maulana Hasan Ali Shah gave his piratan to his son Maulana Ali Shah. When Maulana Ali Shah became imam himself, he gave piratan, piri jama, to his elder son Agha Shahabuddin Shah. His other name was Shah Khalilullah also. Piraga Shah Khalilullah. In Piratan list, his name is Piraga Shah Khalilullah. But his famous name is Piraga Shahabuddin Shah, who wrote that famous book, The True Meaning of Religion, Risala Dar Haqiqat-e-Din. He also wrote some other books. Pir Agha Shah Khalilullah Pir Shahabuddin Shah died during the time of his father. Maulana Ali Shah was there and he died. He died in an accident. He fell down from a horseback and died in Pune. So Maulana Ali Shah gave piratan to Shahabuddin Shah's son, who was infant, 2 months or 2.5 months. And the whole Jamaat went there to greet and pay homage to this Dunya Bhane, from worldly point of view, the baby. But he had the Noor of Piratan. He had the Noor of Nabi. And one of my wives, I have explained about a year or two back, I told the Jamaat, Mukhi Ladak Vai Haji, Kamadiya Ismail Kasmani of Darkhana, Bombay, they went to pay their homage to Peer Sayyid Abul Hasan Shah. And Sayyid Abul Hasan Shah, at that time, he was sleeping in a cradle. The servant maid, she told Mukhi Sahib, Peer Salamat was sleeping. And all of a sudden, when she went inside, Peer Shahabuddin Shah, Peer Sayyid Abul Hasan Shah, he woke up, opened his eyes, and the maid called Mukhi and Kamadiya both, and they came near, bent their head down. Peer Sayyid Abul Hasan Shah, at that age of about 3 months, he lifted his right hand to that extent, the Mukhi bent down, that Peer touched his hand to his turban and blessed him. He couldn't speak. It's a law of nature which must be followed by all Imams and Nabis and Peers. Yet, sometime miracles do happen on the order of Allah. It's not a very unbelieving nature thing. Let me give you a small story from the Holy Quran. Mary, mother of Jesus, gave birth to Jesus, and after about 3 or 4 weeks, she was allowed to go back to the town, because all the time she was in that temple. She did not come out, but now God allowed her to go back to her home. So from that, the vicinity of temple, she was bringing Jesus in her arms. He was hardly a month old. When she started her journey coming back to the town, she received a wahi. Allah mentions in Quran, O Mary, when people will ask you any question, don't speak. Just simply point your finger towards your son. So when Mary came near the town, people gathered, "Oh Mary, what has happened to you? You have given a birth without a husband. Your father and mother are very good people. What has happened to you?" They were actually blaming, abusing her in this tone, taunting manner. Holy Mary did not speak because she was ordered not to speak anything. But she pointed out towards Jesus, who was hardly a month old. And then Jesus spoke. Allah says, Jesus spoke, and he told those people, "I'm a prophet of God. I have been given a book. I have been ordered to tell people to pray and to pay zakat." They became dumb. They never thought that a child of 1 month will speak like an elderly man. They looked to each other's faces in horror and awe. They couldn't believe that a child, a baby of 1 month speaks like that. So if Sayyid Abul Hasan Shah in his Piri Jot, if he raises his hand and blesses with gestures, of course he couldn't speak, he did not, but he gave the blessings and smiled at them, Mukhi and Kamadiya, and blessed them by touching with his own hand. Peer, as Mawlana Imam Mustansud Billah has said, I again repeat, Imam is Ali, Peer is Muhammad. Sadruddin said, Ali Muhammad, Yak Khuda, Haq Shanasi Dafe Bala. If you understand reality, your all difficulties and problems will be solved. Peer conducts all the ceremonies of religion because he is the deputy to Imam. I have been told by my grandfather and also by Sayyid Mushtaq Ali Didar Ali, Mawla may bless both of them, during the time of Mawlana Ali Shah's Piratan, he used to come to Jamaat Khana abruptly without any information or without any kind of intimation that I will be coming or not. All the time, a chair was kept next to Mukhi. All the time. 24 hours. It has happened many times that even during the daytime, Pirara Ali Shah came to Jamaat Khana. Well, there were only a few people who were just dusting or cleaning the Jamaat Khana with Jamaat Bai and other ladies, and he would come and sit in his chair. A few minutes, 1 minute, few seconds, some moments, and then bless them and goes away. But during the Jamaati time, between prayers and ginans, Pirara Ali Shah used to come any day. And if the Jamaat is reciting prayer, he won't sit in the chair, he would sit on the ground and pray with the Jamaat. Those old people amongst you who remember that old Hindi dua, the dua before this Arabic dua, so that dua started like that. Toba toba taksir dar, banda sir tapa gunegar, yasha tu bakshiye bakshanhar, dua to peer pade, banda velti kare, shah to kabul kare. It means that actually dua is being led by the peer. Every day when we recite a prayer, this prayer actually is led by the Noor of Peer, not the person who recites dua. Just as the Mukhi is sitting on the gadi of Imam with the power and farman amr of Hazar Imam. Kamadiya is sitting on the gadi of Peer. But when a person sits here for reciting dua, he is given amr by the Mukhi. The Mukhi has amr from Hazar Imam. But Mukhi gives amr to the person who recites dua, and that person actually, he is representing the Noor of Peer. And it is Peer who is leading dua, not the person. Similarly, as you go to Mukhi, and if Mukhi says Khana Vadan, this Khana Vadan is not from any Shamsuddin or Muhammad Ali or Sadruddin. It is from the Mukhi. It is from Hazar Imam. If Mukhi says Khana Vadan, this Khana Vadan comes from Hazar Imam. And if Kamadiya says Khana Vadan, this Khana Vadan comes from Hazar Imam. Don't confuse yourself here. Whenever you go to Mukhi or Kamadiya, you get equal benefit. It's not that you leave Kamadiya and only go to Mukhi. Because both are the representative of Maulana Hazar Imam, and Maulana Hazar Imam is Shah Peer both. But I wanted to tell you, making a kind of understanding that it is the duty of the Peer to lead prayer. If you read the history of Islam, if you read the traditions of Holy Prophet known as Ahadith, Rasulullah used to lead prayer every time. Every time. He has never given any authority to anyone to lead prayer. Sunni brothers, sometime they have told us, they have written also, which is not authentic, that once he gave order to Abu Bakr to lead prayer. It's not true. So this is not the time that I may just go into details of this particular incident, but it is the Peer who leads prayer. Aga Ali Shamabab used to come in Jamaat Khana, sit with the Jamaat while reciting prayer, and he would himself lead prayer. And when prayer is over, then he would sit in the chair and make farmans. So Maulana Ali Shah, he gave so many things, explanations to the Jamaat. Imam would come sometime. You know, Maulana Hazar Imam comes for dharmik kamkaj. He is never alone as Imam only. He is Imam and Peer both. Peer may come to Jamaat any time. Imam's Noor is present, of course, but physically Imam would not come alone without Peer. These are the things that we Ismailis must understand. A Peer is our savior. He is our protector. He will stand and intercess on our behalf, and he would pray that I, as Peer, request Khudavand to forgive so and so. He will be our guide, protector, and shielder. Peer, as I told you, every Nabi is a Peer. And after Rasulullah, the word was used as Imam-e-Musta'uda, and that's why we also say Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein is Imam-e-Mustaqar and Imam Hassan is Imam-e-Musta'uda. In Kachna Farmano, 1903, Maulana Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah, Salatullah Alayhi, he explained that when Rasulullah died, he gave his Noor of Nabuwat to Peer Hassan, Rasulullah potani gadi, Peer Hassan ne sopi gaya, ane Mawla Ali potani gadi, Imam Hussain ne sopi gaya. Here Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah made difference between Imamat and Peeratan. But as I told you that word peer is Persian word. In Arabic we say Imam Mustaluda or Hujjatul Imam. After Imam Mustansirullah, the Indian Ismailis learnt this name as peer. So I here give you, because this thing is being recorded, I here give you the list of peers so that you may come to know it is very, very important that we must understand. We can't remember by heart. In olden days when we used to recite that Indian Hindustani dua, we used to recite all the names of peers as well as of the imams. Our Awwal Peer Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. Second peer was Imam Hassan, Imam Mustauda. The third peer, he was Peer Qasim Shah. Now Peer Qasim Shah, he was the son of Peer Imam Hassan. Then the fourth peer was Jafar Shah. And this fourth peer Jafar, he was the son of Imam Hussein. Fifth peer was Imam Zainul Abidin, who during the imamate of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he was a peer. And it has been a practice of our imams and peers that during the imamate of father, most of the time the son is peer. When the father dies, peer becomes imam, and then he appoints another person, either his brother or his son, as peer. Maulana Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah has explained this thing when he wrote his will, that it is the practice that peer becomes imam, and then imam he gives piratan to some of his family members. The sixth peer was Amir Ahmad. It is a laqab, it is a title of Imam Jafar Sadiq. Imam Jafar Sadiq, during the time of his father's time, he was peer. But when he became himself Imam, so he gave piratan to Imam, to Peer Nuruddin. Now this Nuruddin, he succeeded his grandfather, Peer Amir Ahmad. Nuruddin was grandson of Imam Jafar Sadiq. And it is from this Nuruddin that the whole genealogy of peers up to Peer Tajuddin came into existence. Seventh was Peer Imamuddin. Peer Imamuddin was not Imam Peer Sadgur Noor. Peer Sadgur Noor came during the imamate of Imam Mustansir Billah, the 18th Imam. And here, at that time, was Imam Ismail or Muhammad bin Ismail, 6th or 7th Imam. So, the 6th peer was Imamuddin. Sorry, 6th peer was Amir Ahmad, 7th peer was Nuruddin, 8th peer was Imamuddin, 9th peer was Muhammad Mansur, 10th peer was Peer Ghalibuddin, 11th peer was Abdul Majid, 12th peer was Mustansir Billah. It is not Imam, its name was Mustansir Billah. 13th peer was Ahmad Haji, 14th peer was Hashim Shah, 15th peer was Muhammad Shah, and he became known as Satgur Noor. 16th peer was Mahmud Shah, 17th peer was Muhibbuddin, 18th peer was Khalikuddin, 19th peer was Abdul Mu'min, 20th peer was Salamuddin, and this Salamuddin had a title of Indra Imamuddin. 21st peer was Salahuddin, 22nd was Salahuddin, 23rd was Peer Shams, 24th was Peer Nasiruddin, 25th was Peer Sahib Deen, the father of Peer Sadruddin, 26th was Peer Sadruddin, 27th was Peer Hasan Kabir Deen, 28th was Peer Taj Deen, another son of Peer Sadruddin. And here that line ceased, because Pir Tajuddin was actually, because of the dispute in a Jamaat, I don't use the word killed, but because of his some injuries and wounds, he died. And Imam became very angry. So the 29th Pir was actually Imam Muslim Sirbillah himself. But he gave to the Punjab Jamaat that famous book, Pandiyate Jawan Mardi. And this book was brought, I'm so proud to tell, with the gesture of humility, by one of my ancestors in those days, Mukhi Shamdeen Shamdas of Lahore. So that Mukhi Shamdas Lahori, he went to Iran and made arz to Khudavan, and Imam Abdul Salam gave this book of his father, Imam Mustan Sirbillah's Farman. Mukhi, this is your peer. But Piri Jomo was actually with Imam Mustan Sirbillah. 30th peer was Haider Ali. That peer, Haider Ali Shah, he was appointed as the peer by Imam Mustan Sirbillah. The peer sent his dai to Turkey. He was a cousin to the Imam. 31st peer was Sayyid Alauddin. 32nd was Peer Qasim Shah. 33, Peer Nasir Muhammad. 34, Peer Baba Hashim Shah. 35, Peer Muhammad Zaman. 36, Peer Agha Aziz. 37, Peer Mehrab Beg. 38, Peer Ali Akbar Beg. 39, Peer Ali Asgar Beg. 40, Peer Hassan Ali Shah. 41, Peer Mirza Shah Qasim Ali. 42, Peer Agha Abul Hassan Ali Shah. 43, Peer Mirza Muhammad Baqir. 44, Peer Sarkar Mata Salamat. Now this Peer Sarkar Mata Salamat was mother of Agha Hassan Ali Shah. And when Imam Hassan Ali Shah became Imam, he gave the Piri Jomo to his mother and sent to Kutch and Muscat to resolve a dispute in the Jamaat. It's a long story. Sometime in future I'll explain. 45, the Peer Agha Shah Hassan Ali. 46, Peer Agha Ali Shah. 47, Peer Agha Shah Khalilullah, which is also known as Peer Shahabuddin Shah. 48, Peer Agha Abul Hassan Shah. 49, Peer Agha Sultan Muhammad Shah. And 50th, Peer Maulana Agha Shah Kareem Salmatullah Alayhi. So this is the genealogy of peers. It has a very great significance in our literature. And, well, we can't remember all the names, but at least we must know. And we should also always pray. Whenever we pray, it should be in the name of peer. Rasulullah says, when you pray to God, give my vasto, O God, for the sake of Nabi, accept my prayer. And this is the word in our Jamaat, as peer je parsade, vinti kabul ka. After every prayer, we must say, peer je parsade, shato je dargah mein kabul kar, tu maulana shah karim hazir imam. I'm so glad you have very attentively listened to me. And here is my end of this tonight's speech. Institution of Piratan. And I'll allow you for 10 minutes only. If you have any question, I'll be so glad to explain to you and give an answer. Yani madad. Salat pur Allahumma sallallahu Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
I'm a little confused. In the bit where you say that a peer can only be appointed or can come from Hajiman's family. I'm a little confused about was Peer Sabzadi Hajiman's side family, or am I getting off the track? Or?
No, you are right, because I should have explained this thing to the Jamaat. Sabzadi was not a peer. he died and then Hazrat Imam appointed him and raised him to the status of Peer. Likewise, Maulana Ali Shah, he gave Piri Darajo to Wazir Ismail Gangji. When he died, after that, he made him and raised to that position. Otherwise, during the lifetime, no person can become Peer unless he is from Hazrat Imam's family. Sabz Ali was not from the family of Hazrat Imam.
So it was just a title bestowed?
Exactly. It is.
Thank you.
It's just to follow up on the question there. Does it mean that Peer Sabjali attained the same level, spiritual level, as the peers that came before?
Yes, certainly. I may give you another example. Suleiman Farsi, during the time of Prophet Muhammad, he was accepted as a member of Ahle Bayt. And as a member of Ahle Bayt is the highest position, but yet he was not peer. But as you asked me, and I explained that when Peer Sabz Ali or Wazir Ismail Gangji or anyone, that after the death, Maulana Hazrat Imam of his time, if he gives him the status of Piratan, it is absolutely equal to that Peer Sadruddin or Peer Hasan Kabiruddin, because it is Farman of Sultan Muhammad Shah. Tame Peer Sadruddin jeva thao, tame Isa Nabi jeva thao. It is.
So it's possible for a member of the Jamaat to be able to attain that level?
Yes, but after death.
Thank you.
You mentioned that there are two sides, there are two names. There's Jalali and Jamali, paternal and maternal. Paternal is Imam, maternal is Peer. Would you consider them to be the same? The Noor would be the same?
Certainly, because the Noor is same, but the duty is different.
In other words, would you consider Jesus as a prophet to be God?
Well, God is Noor, the prophethood Noor of Jesus, that was God, of course, like at Muhammad's Noor was God, but Jesus was not God himself as a physical man.
When we Muslims don't accept Jesus as the Son of God, how could we accept him as God?
Well, God is Noor, not any physical body. And certainly we are not to say that he has any son or daughter or wife. Because if we take that son, then God must have a wife. So who is his wife?
So it will be better for us to consider him as a God.
No, not at all. He is one with God.
His maternal side.
His Noor.
Yes.
His Noor. So, his Noor is God, of course.
So does Imam has Noor.
Yes, Imam's Noor is God, not physical. Imam's physical body is like you and me. It will die one day. It will be buried one day, as we have buried 48 Imams. Physical side is absolutely the material side. But Noor of Hazar Imam, which is Imamat's Noor, that is Ali's Noor, and that is God. Noor is God. God has no physical form. A chance to explain further.
To Alwais by Abu Ali Alibai for the excellent lecture on Piratan, and back to Maulana Hazrat Imam to shower his greatest blessings on Alwais and his family, to reward him for his past and present seva, to grant him good health, and to bless him with strong iman and durat bidar.
Amen.
After the completion of today's function, the Jamaat is